Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. We're thrilled to have you with us on this Sunday morning. One of my favorite guests, Dr. Angela Tran, internal medicine and obesity doctor, on with us again. Good morning, Dr. Tran.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to talk about something that I know I have definitely been going through over the last couple of years, and that is hormone imbalance. So let's talk about what it actually is.
Yes, aka hormone hot mess.
Yes, amen.
Yes, I'm sure, many women and men actually can experience hormone imbalance. What does that even mean? It just basically means that hormones are chemical messengers that basically give signals throughout your body to carry out certain things, such as metabolism, growth and development, reproduction, and it even controls your mood and brain function. So I'm sure many of the listeners remember the game of gossip when you were a kid. And I tell you, if you didn't transfer the right communication, then you can imagine how much of a mess it would be down the road. So this is a very important topic for our listeners today when it comes to health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for so many women, perimenopause, which can start in the early 40s, I mean, that's when they really kind of start seeing their hormones mess up. But it can happen even before then, can it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it actually, the sad truth is it can even start as early as puberty. And, there are patients who can develop, certain conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome that can affect not just fertility issues. And then, of course, as you go into your 20s and 30s, dealing with pregnancy, I mean, there are actually different stages of hormones. So it's actually not just a 50-year-old age-related type of problem.
Yeah, and I think that's so insightful for so many people to hear. So let's go through, what are some of those signs that you might have a hormone imbalance?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I think that sometimes we confuse these symptoms and just blame it on stress. But these symptoms can include, fatigue, brain fog, or difficulty concentrating. There are patients who abnormally weight and, gain weight, especially in the belly fat area.
Sure.
It can even disrupt your sleep and, like I said, can affect your mood. So these are generic symptoms, and sometimes people just think, oh, maybe I just need to manage my stress or sleep better. But believe it or not, it could actually be an abnormal hormone signal that needs to be fixed.
So, okay, so somebody's listening right now and they're like, wow, I have a lot of those symptoms. What are you looking for when they come to see you? And when you take, I know you're going to take a panel of hormones. What are some of those hormones? Can you give me some examples?
Oh, very good question. So, when someone says hormones, I think they automatically naturally think, okay, it must be a female or estrogen,
sure,
or for men, testosterone. Believe it or not, there are other hormones such as your thyroid, your insulin is a hormone, and there are even hormones in your brain. So this is a really complex conversation, but can be handled by a primary care doctor or, a medical weight loss doctor such as me, to really put the whole clinical picture on top of labs to address what needs to be fixed.
Because I have heard, Dr. Tran, from some women saying, my labs look normal, but I just don't feel good. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and again, I can appreciate that. I see a lot of women who tell me the same thing. And, I hate to say it, I did take extra training in obesity medicine where we did learn that, there are certain criteria that may appear normal. But what happens is that lab values often don't take into effect whether you're a man or a woman, if you're 20 or 50-year-old. So as a specialist, I can interpret, these lab values that appear normal but actually need to be tweaked in order for you to feel normal again.
And I think that's kind of hopeful and helpful information for people who are like, yeah, my doctor said my labs are normal and I'm fine, and yet I just don't feel fine. You're saying don't just stop there. There is still help out there and hope as well.
Correct. I always tell patients, treat the person, not the number. And you are experiencing symptoms. that are abnormal. And I, you know, agree that that is not something you should be experiencing despite a, quote, a normal lab value. And that's why it just requires more specialty, you know, investigation to just really understand how the body works.
Yeah, yeah, very good point. So your hormone levels are all a mess. As you said, a hormone hot mess. When can things be the most extreme in somebody's life, or when do they look the most extreme?
You know, I think that what happens is that as we start to, it seems to be sort of that late 20s, or once you pass the 30-year bridge, if you will, this is when our careers, but we do tend to work long hours. Maybe it starts to affect our sleep. And then especially as a female, that's kind of like an average age of starting a family. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's where the hormones can truly fluctuate, cause belly fat, and if you're not careful, if you don't take care of yourself, it can actually spiral into, you know, conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and even autoimmune disorders can be, you know, affected as well.
By hormones.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. What is that connection?
So, you know, like I said, you can have a lot of inflammation. You know, I have patients who have, you know, different like rheumatoid arthritis, and, you know, there are people are running into problems with like lupus and whatnot. And, you know, if they do have a lot of that, that can actually affect like a hormone such as insulin. So it's a very complex system. Sometimes it feels like a maze. But, you know, if you have basically a disordered process in your system, all the different organ systems just end up not communicating properly and can lead to, you know, different diseases for sure.
Okay. And I think that's important for people to hear too, because you're talking about heart disease and a lot of big ticket items that people need to be aware of, and they maybe didn't even think that hormones were related to those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think patients are aware of the hormone cortisol. Mm-hmm. That's a hormone that tends to be produced in when we have a lot of stress. And like I said, that's one of the culprits leading to heart problems and weight gain and things like that.
Sure. So let's say somebody comes to you and they're a hormonal hot mess, as you said. What's next? What can you do to help?
You know, I don't want to be the boring doctor, but the prescription of choice is always, always a healthy lifestyle. And that really is where, you know, I actually have a team of registered dietitians, accountability health coaches, and fitness trainers. And we really dedicate time to teach patients to go back to the basics, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about following a healthy diet, getting adequate sleep, exercise, you know, managing your stress, managing your time. And, you know, some of the easy things is, you know, watching your alcohol intake, and you just realize there's so many environmental factors as well that can put all this, you know, picture together.
Right. So it's not here's one pill and it's going to fix everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, that's why you want to work with, you know, your doctor or a doctor like me, where it's like a holistic approach and lifestyle. But absolutely, I do get a full panel of labs so that we can have sort of that medical, I call it look under the hood conversation, so we can address the things underneath.
Yeah, and you were talking about some of the basics. Let's talk about diet as far as the way you're eating, not as a short-term thing. What have you found? Because you hear so many different things about different eating plans. What have you found as a doctor? Is there one diet that works better than others?
Oh, yeah, you know, I always say there's still no one diet that fits all, right? And in terms of diet, you know, most important thing, regardless of the diet, it's very important to maintain a healthy weight, because being overweight does cause your body to make changes to compensate, you know, for that excess body fat, again, such as belly fat that can lead to heart disease. So, you know, I always tell patients you definitely need to incorporate more proteins and healthy fats, the usual limit sugar and alcohol. We also need to pay attention to, you know, there are a lot more processed foods. There are products where they are adding more, you know, hormones and antibiotics to animal protein sources. So, you know, sometimes it does, lead us to choosing more organic, sources. And I always say, you know, patients can sometimes complain, gosh, you know, it's much more expensive, you know, to purchase organic. Well, it's actually not more expensive if you're really preventing, you know, from developing diseases down the road.
I was going to say, that is such a great point. How did you feel as a doctor with some of the news coming out saying, hey, look, carbs are not all bad. Like, stop this anti-carb, you know, message that has been going around for the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, carbs are very innocent. You just have to really understand what is a good carb and a bad carb. And like I said, I think what we don't realize is that our portion sizes have just gotten bigger and bigger, you know, through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we start to kind of point fingers at the carbs. It's not really true. It's really just understanding, you know, the appropriate portions between carbs, proteins, and fats, but also understanding that, you know, if you do keep up with a healthy lifestyle, your body is able to process mm-hmm. those carbs in a healthy way so that you don't have to worry about being so restrictive.
Right, right. Good information. What do you think, because there's also always in the news and people talking about it, hormone replacement therapy. What are your thoughts?
You know, that is, it still remains controversial today. I admit to patients that I tend to, you know, we have to weigh the risks and benefits. And hormone replacement therapy, while there are many, many benefits, and I have many women who feel so much better, you know, on the downside of things, you know, such as estrogen replacement can increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, and breast cancer. So this is definitely a formal conversation with your doctor to just really understand, you know, what you're willing to do. But at the same time, I truly, truly believe if you go back to working on that healthy lifestyle, I try to help my patients avoid hormone replacement therapy altogether.
Do you find that your patients, when you tell them, look, it's going to be kind of this simple, it's a healthy lifestyle, and here's what we're going to look at, do they seem disappointed or are they relieved to hear that kind of a message?
You know, there's some people scratch their heads, but other people, I'll be honest with you, I mean, I've been a doctor for many, many years, and the reason why I went into weight loss in the first place is I wanted to take patients off medication, and I find that a lot of patients actually feel relieved because I think us doctors have a bad tendency to just throw a medication towards a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, in on honesty, I'm having more patients finding out that, oh, I don't want medication. I actually do want to learn how to do this naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great because we, again, take the dedicated time to actually teach them and empower them. And I guess knowledge is what leads people to succeed, is if you understand your body and how it works, then you can actually understand how to make it work in your favor.
Yeah, I love that message. And I also like the fact that you've got a team of people that you work with to help get that message and implement it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, we really enjoy what we do. But we definitely, you know, it's not always easy, but it is much easier than trying to do a crash diet or,
sure,
you know, always guessing what you should or shouldn't do. Just have an expert team by your side to really understand how to do this in the long term.
Right. And some of those crash diets can wreak havoc on your hormones.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, we all know that we started dieting at a young age. And if you just think the multiple times, each time that crash diet actually can cause your metabolism to just, you know, not work very well. And fast forward to your 40s and 50s,
yeah,
those crash diets actually don't even work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it just has caused a lot of problems down the road, for sure.
All right. Dr. Angela Tran, internal medicine and obesity doctor, for folks that want to get in touch with you and your team, get more information, maybe meet with you, where do they need to go?
Yeah, so they can easily book an online appointment at MedFitMedicalWeightLoss.com. All of our programs are virtual. We work with busy professionals, and it's just been so efficient, and we're ready to roll as soon as, you know, someone is ready to change and make a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, great. And a question I haven't asked you before, do you take insurance?
You know, we actually, at this time, you know, insurances do not cover our services, but we do accept health savings and flexible spending accounts.
Okay.
And we have multiple payment plans. So we're really here to help patients, you know, make their investment go a long way.
Okay. Sounds great. Dr. Angela Tran, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm Melissa Moore. This is Mile High Magazine. Thank you for your time on this Sunday morning. We appreciate you being here. For more information on this guest or some of the others that we've had on in previous weeks, just go to the radio station's website. They're all podcasts. You can download, listen to them in your car whenever you like. Go out, have a great Sunday, be blessed, be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.